matter.
8:15, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm John Dome, and thanks for being with us. By now you know that our own Neil Augenstein's been keeping us up to date on his lung cancer journey. It was just over a year ago that he was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. But now, after one pill a day, targeted therapy, and a lobectomy, he's been cancer-free since April. And now he's just gotten the results of a new test that he took for the first time.
And Neil joins us live to explain. Neil, good morning. Always great to hear your updates on this. They've been so positive. What is this test all about?
Thank you, guys. This test is called a liquid biopsy. It's done by a blood draw, the same weight as if you're getting your cholesterol checked. It's looking to see if I have any lung cancer cells remaining in my bloodstream. And the good news is the answer is no.
All right. So obviously, as you said, that's good news. I think that's great news. But you've also told us that with stage 4, you may never hear the phrase that you're cured. So how does this sort of jive with that?
Yeah, well, so this liquid biopsy, it figures into my future treatment. As you know, with the CT scans that I have every 3 months, which have not shown anything suspicious, this liquid biopsy is one more tool. The cool thing is that it looks even farther down the road than the CT scan, which can show tumors down to 2 or 3 millimeters. This is taking a real-time look at my DNA. You'll remember that my targeted therapy zooms in on the exact kind of cancer that I have, which is called EGFR. And even though the pill is very effective in shrinking and preventing tumors, the drug typically stops working and cancer can come back. That's why I had the upper lobe of my left lung removed, with the thought being that getting rid of the lobe where it started minimizes the risk of cancer returning. But this liquid biopsy is taking this real-time snapshot of my DNA. If it showed any EGFR, that would indicate that my targeted therapy had stopped working. And so we could move on to one of several other treatments even before anything showed up on a CT scan. Thankfully, it showed no EGFR or any other mutations. So at this moment, I remain cancer-free, feeling terrific, still taking my targeted therapy, and looking forward to lots more of aggressive screening in the future.
Sounds awesome and really remarkable stuff. Thank you, Neil. And we need you to stay healthy so you can keep giving us pizza recommendations on social media. That's what's really important.
I live to serve.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Neil.